had an English teacher. She was French. And the English literature was my favorite subject. I was just striving to learn English right, and I wanted to do it. And I had a very keen mind of learning things right now and keeping it here. I can't do it anymore. And so we had to learn all the big poems, English poems, and recite it in the school, you know, in the class. And one day she wanted some of the American children to get up and recite, and they couldn't do it. So she got me up there. What's that poem? It's a girl's name. What is it? Oh, some time. I forgot. Anyways, she asked me to recite it, and I did. And she said to the others, "Now this girl has been here just a year or two. How come you can't do it and she doesn't?" Oh. So I did learn quite a bit of English from her. And then we had to change our classes, you know, from one to the other. Yes. Next grade, so Miss Sterling. Huh. You could see the Satan in her face. She was, something happened to her. She was engaged, and he died, or I don't know what happened, or he deserted her. I don't know what it was, but she took it on the children. So she wanted us to write a, what is it when we go to when you write, I forget. Anyways, to write all about what we have learned, essay. Had to write an essay, so I wrote an essay, and you know, English, I didn't know it well yet, but I knew enough to write something, so we sat down. The first thing she did was pull my paper and said, "Well, now, Alice, get up and tell us that you have learned all about English from Miss Payette." Instead of putting down what I learned about English, I learned from Miss Payette, I put all about English. See the difference? She said, "Get up and tell me how." I got up and I was just petrified. I couldn't even open my mouth. What I did was pick up my books and everything and left that room. Never went back to school again. That was the last time I went to school. And then mother was sick anyways. So I found a job in a seamstress, a French and a English. They were both old maids out there, single. And they were a big, they made clothes for brides and the real rich people of Pasadena. Oh, I learned how to sew from them. I did their shopping and I did everything. They